And welcome to a special episode of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this week we're very excited because I actually bought what I thought was going to be a fake. And it was this strange, like, basically unlabeled VHS on eBay. And it just said Miyako's episode. And I was like, okay. So I bought it. And, you know, it was very cheap. So I was like, oh, it's probably just the Miyako and Kyoto episodes. So I bought it, and then we found an old VHS player from an op shop because none of us had it anymore. So we bought that as well, and then we're like, okay, well, this is stupid. Jay the whole time was like, this is stupid.
Well, because, look, why would someone go through the effort of putting just that episode on a VHS tape? And why would you be so stupid as to buy it?
Because I'm crazy.
So now you're wasting my time too.
Yeah.
We had to find a VHS player.
We had to work out how to use a VHS player.
Look, I vaguely remember it from when I was 7.
We had to rewind it.
I mean, the VHS player does that. You didn't have to use a pencil.
You have to press the button, Jay. You have to press the button on the thingy. So yeah, we watched it, and it turned out to be something I've never seen before. First of all, it was entirely in Japanese, so neither of us really know what's going on.
It was a struggle for me. At least you knew stuff, and you were like, oh yeah, this is about what they're saying.
But it was pretty crazy, and I mean, the quality wasn't too great. It was kind of like weird, and there was this really weird watermark that was like this sort of like orange circle. And I don't know any Japanese television stations that have that.
I think this is, it was probably someone that was making like a home video of their own thing.
Yeah.
And it could either have been, did it look like anything to you? It was just an orange circle with, I don't know, it may as well have been a splotch.
Yeah, it looked a bit like a splotch, but I'm not even sure what it was. And no, it was really weird. So I did like a vague translate on the opening credits title, and it said Miyako's new friend, the digital gate reopens, or something along the lines. As I said, I couldn't find any information about this on the internet, so I'm like shaking here, like, are we like the first people to like see this in the Western world?
We're probably the first to cover it,
like, because I looked everywhere. I looked it in with the Japanese title. I searched everywhere. I wasn't sure what we were looking at.
Like, it's a VHS. It's a time before podcasting, right?
Yeah, and it's like time. But, you know, I thought there would be like an old blog or something about it. I looked all over the internet, all over all the Digimon forums, Wayback Machine. I looked on all the old Digimon sites. Nada.
I did none of that research because I didn't care.
I was just trying to work out what was like. Is it a fan made thing? Like, the animation quality was slightly different, but it was.
It's professional though. Yeah, wouldn't have had the budget to do it.
It sounded like Miyako.
It's definitely the voice actress.
Yeah, definitely. And it was just, I don't know, it was just very. This is very exciting. Are you excited?
No.
Well, you never
Why
are.
Why do I care?
Because we're pioneers, Jay.
Yeah, you can pioneer all you want. I'm just here watching stuff in Japanese and not understanding any of it.
So, first of all, we see a Coeladramon, like, fly around. You know, the big dragon Coeladramon evolves from Dracomon.
Sure.
It's not Edramon, so it's not the best dragon, but it's just sort of flying around. And then it just, so it flies around, and I feel like this, I'm pretty sure it's set, like, after the end of 02, because Miyako's, she's living on her own.
She's working in an office building. Yeah, it's a long time after.
She has a job. So, like, she's probably late 20s, so it's probably, like, 10 to 15 years after 02.
Yeah.
And Hawkmon's not there.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I don't know why Hawkmon's not there.
Didn't everyone in the world get Digimon?
Yeah, so I don't. That's the first bit of weirdness that I found. Like, Hawkmon's not there. She doesn't even really mention Hawkmon. I'm not sure if they decided that they couldn't find, like, maybe that they tried to do what Tamers did and they have to say goodbye to their Digimon again.
Well, this might not be canon in the same way that, like,
Tamers. Hurricane Touchdown?
No, I'm thinking Tamers the Locomon episode was 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't canon.
Mm.
And so this feels a lot like that, except that it does sort of, like, guess things about Yoli's future, so I don't really get why that is.
And also no Ken?
Yeah.
Like, she has, like, an unnamed person she works with.
Are there any of the other 02 kids in this?
No, maybe that's why it's so good. Yeah, oh. Daisuke's not mentioned.
Well, good.
Yeah, good. And then, yeah, there's not many other people besides the unnamed, I think he's unnamed. As I said, Japanese is bad.
I would never have figured out if they did name him.
Yeah, and so what happens is that the Coeladramon shows up outside her door, and, you know, she's going to work, and she sees the Coeladramon, and the Coeladramon just kind of looks at her.
This is so funny. Okay, I don't know how to do the facial expression.
Audio,
but I will try to vocalize the expression on Yoli's face as she walks out the door and sees this, like, this big dragon thing in the real world. It goes from, huh.
And then something really weird happens. It changes its form, and Coeladramon can't do this. But Coeladramon, like, has, like, a human form.
It's like
spirit evolving, like, from Frontier, so it's just...
No, it's like paladin mode. Like, it's just a change, it's just a mode change.
I mean, she still has the tail, but it becomes this girl, and she's all, like, adorable, and it's really weird.
It was very adorable.
Also, it was weird to see in a children's show, and this is why I kind of think maybe it's, like, a fan thing, is that she's busty. The human version of Koala Dramon's busty.
And continuously and wobblessly so.
Yeah, and it's...
Wobblessly is a word I just made up, you know?
Totally
a word. But you immediately knew what I meant.
Yes. No, because it's very much wobblessly. And so she comes inside, and she dresses a maid, which I found is a bit weird.
I don't know.
And for some reason, and this, again, is another reason I think that this may be fan-constructed, and that's why we couldn't find information. See, I'm trying to be pessimistic here, because, as I said, I couldn't find anything about it. And Miyako says that she had too much to drink the previous night, and we find out that she drunkenly promised this Koala Dramon human maid lady, oh, you can come to my place sometime and be my maid.
I mean, I don't think she said that second part.
She says medo.
Oh.
She says something, but when she's drunk, she's like, she's, as I said, bad Japanese. This is what I'm just inferring from the context of the what was happening, but she does say medo, and she does say something that sounds like, come to my house.
I just thought that was the Quilladramon, like, seeing the maid cafe people and just interpreting, oh, that's what humans do.
No, maybe. No, that is, as I said, like, I could be wrong. I tried to find maybe a transcript online, couldn't find anything about it, which I'm very sad about, but I'm excited that we're the only people to talk about it.
It's true, we're firsts.
Yeah.
Not that I care or anything, obviously.
You super care, you were enjoying
it. No, shut up, I don't care.
You had a few chuckles.
No, I'll stop caring right now. No, wait, right now.
Miyako goes to work because she's late, but Koala Dramon flies her there.
That's cute.
It is very cute.
And she goes to work and she's a programmer. So at least, you know, they've got that right.
Yeah, at least they kept that. At least, like, oh, she marries Ken and she's a housewife.
Yeah, yeah. So this is backing off of that.
Yeah, so maybe they're forgetting the epilogue happened.
Or she gets married in, like, 5 years after this.
Yeah, but that's I know that it was set in 2025, I think, the epilogue. I don't know, but...
She's
at work, and her co-worker next to her starts talking, and they go out for drinks.
Yep, because that's what you do in Digimon.
And you bring your Koala Dramon, and don't mention Hawkmon at all, apparently, because I didn't hear her say Hawkmon at all.
No.
And I didn't hear her say Ken at all, I didn't hear her say Daisuke, or Takeru, or Hikari. So it's maybe like, she's seen Try, and she's all like, fine, I won't mention you either then.
Oh my god, I keep forgetting that Try also happens. Like, this adventure, then Try, and also, we'll mention 02 sometimes, but at the end of 02, Try happens.
Mm.
I don't relate those. But, yeah, sure. The dragon showed up. It's not like she invited her initially.
Well, we don't know that, because it was in Japanese.
Well, she was, like, hiding behind something. Even I can figure that out.
Oh yeah, it was watching her and glaring. Yeah, that's right. No, I forgot about that, and... Yeah, she seems like... The Koala Dramon seems to be kind of, like, interested in Yoli.
She does often look at her with the blushing.
Yeah.
Which tells me something.
And she dresses up as a maid for her. Also, there was the cute bit where she's, like, saying, oh, do laundry or do cooking. And yeah, that was that weird part. Was that meant to be her tail? It looked like it...
She appeared to grow a tail back.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think she cooked her own tail.
Was she Umpanmon?
Yes.
That was a weird scene, and...
Except she was beet meat maid.
That's so weird. So yeah, she's out to drink, and both Miyako and a co-worker appear to get quite drunk.
They're talking a lot, and I don't understand any of it.
Yeah, and...
I know the dragon gets angry at
some
point.
They talk about maido a lot.
Okay, but are they talking about her?
I don't know, they're talking about maids.
Okay, this episode's weirdly focused on this Digimon we've never seen before.
Yeah, and then... There were some Japanese that I picked up, and the bloke she's with says that he's an otaku.
Yeah, even I picked that one.
Yep, we know otaku. So then, she passes out.
Honestly, if I didn't know any better, like, if you didn't tell me that this was a Digimon that existed already, I'd be like, is that a Digimon OC that someone self-inserted?
What, with her in a human form, or...?
Yeah, no, like, think about how original characters work. Oh, yeah, yeah, mine's special. They're Digimon, but they can become human when they want to, yeah. And they're the cutest one around. And also, she's in love with this programmer who doesn't look anything like me in real life. Did you make this?
Yeah, I made this. It's my self-insert. Just I'm just so into Yoli.
Is this what the last couple of pages of your fanfiction will look like?
And then Yoli was there. What I like about Coldramon is that it's kind of like a traditional style dragon instead of like a, I don't know, a Digimon. It's just a dragon.
Yes.
Like, if you looked, if I showed you this, like before we knew, you knew about Digimon, you would say that is a dragon.
It actually looks more like a fat dragon from Dragon Ball Z because it's the same color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there is a different Coldramon in a different color. There are two. There's a green one, I think the other one, which is this one. And then I believe there's another one that's red.
Okay, I don't know.
I'll show you the red one, but they basically, spoilers, they look exactly the same. They just, it's just one of those Digimon things like, oh, he's red, except they have the same name.
But we just look alike.
Yeah, we just look alike and yeah, also have the same name.
Think of Locomon. They all look different and they're the same.
You mean Trailmon?
No, I don't.
Trailmon are the ones in Frontier.
I don't care.
Locomon is the one that was only in the movie. And yeah, so she gets drunk, she gets flown home. Another bit of Japanese I picked up was she says, the dragon says she hates the bloke.
For reasons?
You're like, mm. So then she takes her home, and I can't remember what happens after that.
Isn't it just they go to bed?
Oh, yeah, they go to bed. But I think there's another day, like, the next day, she's doing some programming, and then she goes home. And then there was this bit of a sort of, seems like a love scene in the bed.
That's what I was talking about, the sleep.
Yeah, that's yeah. Kind of like, she has a bad dream about medieval, like, the Coeladrimon has a bad dream about medieval knights.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, like, are they Digiworld knights? They look like humans to me.
Yeah, they don't look like Digimon, but I don't know, if there was a Zeusmon, I'm sure it would look like that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Maybe there was meant to be follow-ups to this video.
Yeah, like, I feel like it felt very much like the first episode of something, like a pilot or something. Maybe it's a failed 0-2 spin-off that they tried to get off the ground.
Well, if you're going to just start with, look, it's just Yoli and no continuity, then, I mean, that would be actually in line with and have more continuity than most new seasons of Digimon, honestly.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of this episode? I mean, we were both newbies to this episode.
It's a radical new direction, and I didn't really understand most of what was going on, but to be kind of honest with you, it looked like it had potential to it. The new art style was pretty good. Yoli's never looked better, especially now that she's older. I think they can tackle, well, they could have, I guess, tackled better, more interesting, not interesting, more adult subjects, which they were trying to do. The only thing is that, you know, obviously this didn't go anywhere, otherwise you would have heard about it.
I would have really liked this to go somewhere. I would like to watch more of this weird Miyako and her dragon girlfriend maid, right?
Yeah.
Also, I just looked it up. I was wrong. There are two Coleoptimons. One is green, which is this one, and the other one's like a blue. So see, that's the blue one. Yeah. It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
See, it's got the little...
Yeah.
Also, the human has the same horns that Coleoptimon has.
And a giant tail.
Yeah, which is on the original. So that's... And she also has wings.
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally.
Although the dress doesn't break with the wings.
Yeah, I feel like it should. But, I feel like that's a weird Digimon just to throw in there.
So, I guess thanks for joining us on the weirdest episode we've...
Oh, what do you rate it?
I don't know, weirdness. I didn't understand it. Maybe it was good. I thought it was interesting, but I couldn't understand it.
Yeah, I would have liked to... I think I'll keep this VHS around, and I'll try and, like, learn more Japanese, and maybe I'll do a follow-up of this was actually what was happening, and, yeah, and that'd be interesting. I'm happy to have it. Like, I'm definitely going to keep it in my collection and be very proud about it.
But also, never show it to anybody. And even though that would make it more difficult to prove that
it
exists...
Is this the Book of Mormon?
Don't.
Because that's kind of what I'm going for.
It's kind of what God is going for.
So you can contact us and stay updated. Maybe I'll try and look for more of these. Maybe we'll do more of these weird Miyako's Dragon Maid episodes.
You have to do what I do. You just look at eBay every day and hope.
Scroll, scroll, scroll. Gumtree, scroll, scroll. See if I can find it on Mandarake or something.
You have to be there often enough that you no longer care what the price of anything is because you've seen everything. You go by newly listed.
Yeah. You can email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com. Maybe, especially if you have any information about what we just witnessed because, my gosh, it was amazing. And, I mean, I'm guessing it came out sometime after the I think it was the 10th anniversary that Dracomon was released in, so it was quite a bit after 0-2. And, yeah, you can comment on this episode and message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. And we'd really appreciate if you would give us a review on iTunes on the Stitcher. Also, we have a With the Will thread where you can comment in. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, and Skype calls with both of us, and more. Our next Patreon milestone will allow us to increase the quality of all the content that we provide.
And Thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who's also Stevie on YouTube, and you can find the link to their channel in the description, Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who was Anime Guy Kurosaki, and the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishwar Bamba, Hiro Lado, who is at Hiro Lado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildwing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast which you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Smile Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Lupin, and Tom.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Urgemon, and make sure to listen to us for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Bye-bye.